Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Thursday, and this is February 9th, and I am Naima Latif, and we are here live at the Chicago Auto Show, where today's cars are evolving into very high-tech vehicles. One of the issues of concern is environmental awareness, and for that, electric cars are being promoted as a way to remember the air quality and to make sure the cars we drive are emitting as less pollution as possible. So for electric cars, they offer the solution for so many new vehicles, and people are looking to make some decisions based on what is best for the environment. So today we are talking to some of those who have made it their business to remind motorists that they have a choice in the kinds of cars they drive and the impact they're having on the environment. Joining us is Robert Kelter, Senior Attorney of the Environmental Law and Policy Center, and Judith Nemes, who is Media Relations Specialist for the Environmental Law and Policy Center. And in just a moment, they'll be with us. But first, let us greet some of our media professionals that are here for this Media Day presentation at the Chicago Auto Show here at the McCormick Place. And, of course, this is a live presentation of some of today's cars presented by Hyundai, and we'll be also listening to a luncheon presentation as we continue to look at what new cars are offering to motorists. And there are many beautiful cars here on display. This is an opportunity to take perhaps that teenager that just got a new license down to shop.
media day. So we've got all these media representatives. So it's just and then tell us about your media company, all the confusion that
of owning an EV. It's great for the environment, but these cars perform really well. They're fun to drive. They save you money. There's a lot of reasons to buy EVs. And if you look around the auto show this year, you see so many more EVs than you did in the past. And almost every car you would want is available either as an electric vehicle or a hybrid. So you could really save money by buying either a hybrid or an EV, and like I said, they're great to drive.
Now, I really am very much concerned about the ecology and electric cars that can save us on, you know, the fuel emissions and all of that. Do you foresee that EVs are going to be the way of the future, or that's where all the manufacturers are going to turn?
I think in 10 years, you're going to see most of the cars being manufactured are strictly EVs. And right now we're in a transition period where there are a whole lot more EVs on the road. There are also a lot of hybrids, which, you know, use electricity and also gas.
Right. So what's going to cause them to become more popular? Is the price going down? Is it going to be more affordable? Is the manufacturing cost going to be less so that savings can be passed on to the consumer?
You are exactly right. The cars are going to be much more affordable. The range keeps improving on the vehicles. Today, a lot of electric vehicles can go 300 to 400 miles without needing a charge. The technology keeps improving, but it's already great today.
Wow. Fantastic. And give us your name again.
Robert Kelter, and I'm an attorney with the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
Okay, there you go. Well, if you want an attorney for the environmental law, this is who you contact. Now, do people call you, like, if they've got maybe too much smog in their area from a factory or something like that?
Well, that is something we work on. And one of the great things about electric vehicles is they not only reduce carbon emissions and help with global warming, but they'll reduce pollution in your neighborhood. As more people buy EVs in your neighborhood, the air in your neighborhood will be cleaner. So there's a direct benefit.
All right, come on down to the McCormick Center. Buy an EV this year. Thank you so much. All right, thank you. And I'm Naima Latif with the Media Connection for On Air News, and we're going to continue to show you more around the auto show here at McCormick Place. And perhaps you might have some questions, and if you're in and around Chicagoland area, come on down and buy a new car. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay with us. Great. Thanks so much. That was right. Yes, we're actually still live. We're going to show some more, as a matter of fact. But I'm going to give you my card as we do this. Yes, and we cover the auto show every year. And we have, you know, we really had an opportunity to see some great things. One year, I think the County Board President Tony Freckwinkel was here, and we got her doing a test drive and everything. So it was really great. And I'm very impressed with how things are presented here. I've been really following the progression of electric cars, ecologically sound cars, because I'm very much an environmentalist activist. And so I'm pleased to see the progression of that.
The actual real estate is the number of models.
You mind being on camera?
That's the pretty lady I'm talking to. Yeah.
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 Judith,
now
you can see the face behind the voice.
Hey, so, hi, I'm Judith Nemeth. I do media work for the Environmental Law and Policy Center, and so we work in 9 states in the Midwest, and we work on federal policy as well, and, you know, we're working on promoting and getting electric school buses on the roads around the country, and so we've been engaged in all kinds of work to get electric vehicles on the roads and replace dirty diesel, school buses, and, you know, getting electric public transportation as well. But the electric vehicles are, you know, it's an option that's becoming more and more realistic for the average consumer between hybrids and electric vehicles, the full-on electric vehicle. So, you know, the charging networks are coming up, and that's, you know, people have that, the range anxiety of, like, where do I charge my car, and so, you know, there's federal legislation that will pass under Biden, and there's going to be billions of dollars that they're starting to roll out that build out that infrastructure. So if you're on the highway, you can charge up and, you know, just go to Walmart and charge up and places like that too. So, yeah, so we're heading in that direction, and we're helping to make that happen. So.
Right. Well, now tomorrow morning, because we also have a morning radio show that's live, you know, the Female Solution Global Radio TV show.
Yes.
And we'll be here. They said we'd be able to broadcast live in the morning. And our Friday show kind of really focused on health and wellness and holistic, you know, mess of keeping healthy. And so we wanted to really focus on how these electric cars are helping the environment and issues like with children with asthma. And then you get on these extremely pollution-emitting school buses. Because I see, you know, the black school
mobile buses and other words. And not only does the diesel actually, you know, pollute the neighborhood, it's also, some of it is actually coming up into the school buses, too. And so the kids, these are, you know, kids have, their lungs are still developing. They're at a greater risk. And so the more electric school buses we can get out there, the better. The EPA has a program now. This is under the Biden's, one of the federal legislation, $5 billion in the next 5 years is being doled out just for electric school buses.
Wow.
So, and we're directly involved in helping make that happen across the Midwest.
Wow. I'm really glad to hear that, because yeah, that's what we've been looking for.
Absolutely.
And are you going to be around tomorrow?
We are not going to be here tomorrow live, but Stephen Mudd is the group that is electric school buses around the country, but you know, I know you're doing stuff on camera, but maybe we can get her on a radio or if I saw it like a Zoom.
We'll have her on in the morning.
Yeah.
Great.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us. All right. Megan. All right. Well, I'm Naima Latif, and you have been watching
the Media Connection on the On Air News Network, and we're going to be back in a while. Stay tuned.
Yes, and that, of course, that interview earlier today at the Hyundai presentation where electric cars and hybrids were featured. That is the wave of the future, or shall we say the present. It is an opportunity for motorists to be aware of the environmental effects of smog-producing vehicles still using gas when there are alternatives. And sometimes you may not be ready to go totally electric, and as was stated, there are hybrids. And the issue with hybrids, as stated, was finding charging stations, just like you're going to need to find a gas station when you're fueling up. If you're going to be driving a hybrid, you definitely need to find charging stations. If you're going to be driving an electric car, you need to find charging stations. So these are some of the things that cities and federal governments need to work together on as we all look to create a green culture where it's much ecologically friendly industries are participating. We definitely want our auto industry to focus on the manufacturing of cars that are electric and not emitting smog. And as she mentioned, school buses are a big contributor to smoke in the air, and because many children do suffer from asthma, this is an important issue. And so each of us can do our part to make a difference. So here at the Chicago Auto Show, it's the largest auto show in the nation, and all of the big manufacturers are making it their business to be here and give their best presentation to those who are ready to perhaps purchase a car, trade in a car, invest in a first-time car for maybe that high school graduates. It's a good gift for someone who may want to consider rewarding someone who has perhaps earned that special gift. So here at the McCormick Place, which of course is at 22nd and King Drive, we've got all of the manufacturers with their latest presentation, their latest models, and there's so much connected to auto buying, jobs, of course, and the manufacturing plant.
Thank you.
Remember the luncheon did? Thanks. And as we take a look at some of the other issues that have to do with the automobile industry, a lot of it involves decision-making when auto plants locate to a city that can transform that city financially because so many workers are needed in the process of manufacturing a car. Yes, there is a lot of use of robotics, but there are still human hands that go into manufacturing process.
Lunch it over? Yeah, I'm sitting. I came back over.
Yeah,
I thought I was going to use the
Oh, yes. Well, I do think.
Oh, well, Ram's over here now. I'm
oh, okay. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see what we have here. Yes, definitely. See if we can get some more interviews from some auto executives and get people who might be willing to say a few words about various companies. And so this is good. I mean, now last year, I believe, they only used, what, half of the space or something?
Yes,
because I think it's the first time.
Downstairs.
Which actually works better, and there's a lot more media too. So this has been very, this is a very good place where they have it.
I just want to come in the other day. Now, the form, you just come in back then instead of put me in advance, because I tried to come in advance on Saturday.
Yes, and then the even with the barcode, not having to deal with, you know, the eggs and all that. Just so everything is electronic now. That's one thing. That's one thing that I'm noticing. And hey, good. Love your hair. Yes. So, this is nice. So now this is an Everglade. Yes, Bronco Everglade. Now, if I was going camping, I'd love it. So, when was the last time I was here, they did some kind of a simulation of how a car can skid on the ice or not skid on the ice. Now, is this a test drive line?
Actually, I think they do like
it does look like that.
And
Ford has one too. Oh, okay. Yes. I think the last time I did something like that, because I remember.
Ram.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So you can kind of see how it goes up the hill. I think last time they had a thing where it would be almost like skidding and you could see how the car could manage on ice and that sort of thing. So, this is interesting. Oh, okay. Oh, you had a good ride. So you can come and test drive here at the auto center. They actually do have places where you can test drive. They want you to see how the cars do operate. And we've just been talking to one of our media associates, Carthenia Luke, whose photos you can see on the on-air daily news network. And we got another media person. Hey. So now we are actually live on our radio show, last few minutes. So in the minute so we have left, tell us your name, your media outlet, and what has impressed you so far.
Well, my name is Olawale Idris, the publisher of Africa USA Today magazine online. Yes, this is the first day at the Chicago Auto Show 2023, the first media showcase. Everything is looking bright and nice and gorgeous. And, you know, Chicago is just gorgeous anyway. So I'm very impressed with one new thing I just saw, the Honda.
Oh.
Honda got a private jet.
Wow.
Right here at the other showcase room that I've never seen before. I mean, nice. So I interviewed the guy that, how much it cost? He said $7 million. That's
Miller
with 6 zeros, right?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but very impressive.
Raise that amount.
Nice. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, can I take one of these home?
Yeah, right. Take the 7 million. You got it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably doing 7 million. If you ask me for all these rich folks, like Elon Musk or Prime Minister, I'm just like, chicken change, you know?
Yeah.
Chicken change. But hey, but this is very nice. On the first day, I'm very impressed. The food was good.
Yeah.
Breakfast and lunch. Man, I didn't have to spend my money to buy breakfast today.
Oh, see?
So I thank God, you know, people like you that came. John Alexander.
Yeah.
He's feeling very good this morning.
Yes.
And all the media, black media people were here this morning.
Oh, yeah.
So this is very nice. It's worth coming here today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be bigger, but this is very impressive.
This is impressive. All right. Well, we'll be sitting around. We'll be doing another TV show, so we'll be looking for you to...
Anytime.
Yes. As you write that check for that jet, you're going to buy. Well, you've been listening to On Air Daily News. I'm Naima Latif, here live at the Auto Show. Tune in to the Media Connection TV on YouTube. We'll be doing live coverage. And then, of course, tomorrow, tune in to the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We will be live here at the Auto Show to once again emphasize the importance of autos that are safe and environmentally friendly. So we look forward to joining you tomorrow. And we also look forward to more good news about the cars that we expect to drive in 2023 and beyond. This is an opportunity for the new car buyer to actually contribute to the well-being of our society. So until tomorrow, enjoy the rest of your day.